Next one I'll read. It's kind of a satire of slam poetry cliches in North America. Now, I haven't seen slams in the UK, so I don't know if they're this, they're the same as slams in North America, but I read this in London the other night and it went over pretty well, so I'll try it here too. How to write and perform a slam poem. 8 simple rules. Rule number 1. Make sure you set your political agenda right off the bat. It's important that the audience knows how hip and liberal you are. Take me. Sure, anyone can write an anti-racism piece, or one that supports gay or women's rights, but do note, I am very, very vehemently pro-Muppet. Which brings us to rule number 2. Throw in gratuitous pop culture references. You know, like my man Quentin Tarantino, the way he does it in Pulp Fiction, having characters talk about McDonald's and Fonzie. Fonzie is cool. Rule number 3. Do not be subtle. Never be subtle. Always be obvious and direct. Avoid all irony and underlying implication. Don't be subtle. Never, ever be subtle. Subtlety. Bad. Rule number 4, be very loud and in your face. Pummel the audience with all your energy and presence. Attack every word you say with the same level of emotion and intensity, regardless of whether the content supports it. It doesn't matter if you're talking about social injustice or past heartbreak or a cow. Give all of it the same vocal emphasis. Rule number 5, it's always time for a rhyme, cause rhyme is sublime and it ain't no crime, don't even cost a dime and it's better than mime, though it's an uphill climb from the grime and the slime to reach your full prime, to be the master of rhyme, just like, Frank Grimes. And if you run out of rhyme, just speak really, really fast, cause the faster you go, the less they'll hear what you're saying, but they'll think it sounds cool and they might even give you points for talking really, really fast, you never know anyway, do you, even worth a shot, and if you run out of breath, that's when you distract them with a song. Rule number 6, never be subtle, I cannot stress this enough, don't. B. Subtle. Rule number 7. And guys, this is very, very important if you want to get laid. Find a way to manipulate the audience's emotions. Coldly calculate your content and delivery to bring the crowd to tears. Make sure the ladies see that underneath your nondescript exterior is a sweet, sensitive, yet strong man who would give anything to love and be loved by that special someone. If only you could find her. And make sure you leave everybody with a message of hope. Hope is very important. That's a lesson I learned from this dying little boy I once shared a hospital ward with. You know, despite everything, he just kept on smiling and laughing. God, what a little trooper. And finally, rule number 8. Tell the audience exactly what they want to hear. Because you know what? You, the audience, are worth it. You're all very smart, special people who understand what I'm talking about. Sure, there are a lot of problems in society today, but you have the power to end them all through poetry competition. And I know that everything will turn out fine if you just believe in yourself and cling to hope. Peace.